This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about an event that's going to be coming up, an After Hours Music Festival. And I'm happy I have on the program to talk a little bit more about it. And about the organization, Braylon Strong, is Jen Randall, and she is the president and founder of the organization. Jen, it's good to have you on the program. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let's talk about, first, before we talk about the event that will be coming up, about Braylon Strong. What is the organization and how did it come about, Jen?
So Braylon Strong is a nonprofit pediatric brain cancer foundation, and it was started in honor of my son who passed away from brain cancer in 2017 after a 17-month battle. There was lots of foundations that helped us out during our time, and I wanted to give back to the community and be able to help other families going through the same thing. So we help them financially with some of their bills, or if they just want to make a memorable event and go on a vacation or a trip to make some memories. Transportation. I talk to a lot of the parents and help them get through some hard times that, you know, I may have faced and can give them some insight on.
Well, I think that's really wonderful that you're giving back to those who are also going through the same situation that you are, that you had gone through, and to be able to go in and to kind of give them some sort of direction and some sense of, you know, saying that, okay, this is, you know, this may be normal that you're going through, and things of that nature, right, Jen?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it helps knowing somebody that's already been there and went through that, and someone that you can just bounce ideas off of, or,
yeah,
you know, if you're having a really tough day, just somebody to call and to listen to, you know, some of the things that you're going through since,
yeah,
they've already been there.
Yeah. And also saying that, you know, hey, you know, this is what you need to be thinking about, or this is what you need to be, you know, anticipating. I'm sure that's of a great help to them as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that had been hard, not for you, you know, to go through that situation yourself. But knowing that you've got, you know, that you're giving back to so many people that are going through this. And I'm sure that you've done this many times since then.
Yeah. So we every year we do a toy drive for Mott's Hospital, and we collect hundreds and hundreds of toys and give those to the hospital for Christmas. Some of the funds that we collect a lot of times will go to the hospital, and if we find a kid likes, for instance, Spider-Man,
oh yeah,
then we'll bring a whole bunch of Spider-Man toys and, you know, just something to brighten their day and help them get through what they're going through, because it's not easy, and especially, you know, when they're little guys, they don't understand.
Yeah, yeah. And it takes the mind off of it too, doesn't it, Jen?
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah. Yeah, to the point to where it's like, you know, they kind of forget about what they're having to go through for a while.
Yes.
That,
yeah,
means a lot.
Yes, it does. We've done parties that we do superheroes and princesses, and we'll dress up and do fundraisers for that and invite the community. And, you know, the kids get to see their favorite princess or superhero. And all the money that we raise, again, goes to the foundation to help other families.
That's wonderful. And that's great that you're able to help out in that manner, Jen, because, you know, like you said, to give them some bit of a respite and or to be able to help out on some of their expenses. Gosh, that's got to mean a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
It definitely helps. I mean, you know, it might even be as simple as buying gift cards for gas or restaurants in Ann Arbor, you know, things like that, that just help a little. Every little bit helps when you're going through that.
No.
Little things that people don't think about that, you know, mean the world to the families battling.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and with that, you are having a fundraiser to be able to help out on this, aren't you?
We are.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's Braylon Strong Presents After Hours Music Festival. Tell us all about it, Jen.
So on September 27th, behind the Clinton Inn, we will be having a music festival with Wishing Well as our main event. They are a classic rock band. They'll be performing. And then we also have a magic show from Boyer the Magic Guy. And he will be performing first with entertainment for the kids. And then we'll have a couple of food trucks out there for dinner, and we'll have the bar open inside the Clinton Inn for beverages.
Nice, nice. Well, that's going to be a nice location to be able to have it then, Jen.
Yes, yes, it is. It goes from 7 p.m. until 11 p.m. So it'll be the nighttime entertainment for the area.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, great entertainment, great food, but yet the proceeds that you're raising is going to go to a wonderful cause, Jen.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So it'll be donations. We'll be accepting donations to the foundation. Admission is free. The magic show and the music is free. And everything that we raise will be based on donations.
Okay. So this is definitely a family event then?
Yes, definitely family friendly. We want the kids to come out and enjoy it. You know, kids love music too.
Sure.
But as well as, you know, the magic show, we want kids to come out and enjoy it with their families.
Yeah, yeah. So everything will be starting at 4 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, I'm sorry. 7 to 11, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, that's going to be a nice evening to be able to get out and be able to enjoy the some great music, some great food at the same time.
Yep, and we'll have some yard games out there, chalk and bubbles and, you know, things for the kids. So
yeah,
it'll be a fun night.
So the kids are going to be well entertained then, right?
They will definitely be well entertained.
As well as the adults being able to enjoy the classic rock band.
Yes.
Yeah. And what was the name of the classic rock band again?
Wishing Well.
Wishing Well, okay.
Yep. They're out of Saline, and they play a lot in this area.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Yes. Boy, I'm hopefully that people are going to be putting this on their calendars and that to make sure that they'll be able to stop out, even if they can stop out for just for a little while, right, Jen?
Yes, absolutely. You know, you can come out just for the magician, you can come out just for the music, but come on out and see what we're all about and just have a little bit of fun with the family.
There you go, yeah. And find out more about Braylon Strong, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely be sharing some stories throughout the evening of the different things that we do with the foundation to help other families out and, you know, Braylon's struggles and how we continue to help out the community. So we'll definitely dive more into that as the night goes on.
Wonderful. Again, the date, time, and location again, Jen?
September 27th from 7 p.m. until 11 p.m. behind the Clinton Inn in Clinton, Michigan.
And you can't miss the Clinton Inn.
Nope. It's right on the corner of Michigan Avenue and Clinton Tecumseh Street.
That's right. Yeah. So it's right there. You can't miss it. And it's going to be right behind the inn then.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. In the parking lot behind.
Okay. Plenty of parking then.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Anything else about the event that we didn't mention?
I don't think so. I think that about covers it.
Good deal. All right, good. Well, it's been great to be able to have you on the program. It was great to meet you as well.
Thank you. You as well, Dale.
And much success on the event, too. I hope that, like I said, people mark this on their calendars to make sure that they don't forget about coming out.
I hope so.
Okay. My guest has been Jen Randall, who is the president and founder of Braylon Strong, and of course presents the After Hours Music Festival. And again, it's going to be September 27th, 7 until 11 p.m. behind the Clinton Inn, right there in downtown Clinton. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.